FOIA request uncovers FBI effort to get hospitalized Americans to forfeit Second Amendment rights. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 8, 2023. The Washington Examiner reported new information Tuesday from a Gun Owners of America, GOA, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. Request showing the FBI coordinated secretly with hospitals and medical centers to strip U.S. citizens of their rights to own, buy, or even use firearms. This news comes just months after a GOA FOIA revealed information about a form used by the FBI in an effort to secure forfeiture of Second Amendment rights. On September 7, 2022, Breitbart News noted Amolin.com warned of the FBI effort in 2019. After GOA discovered the Nix Indices self-submission form in December 2019. The form gave Americans the opportunity to voluntarily give up their Second Amendment rights, allowing no means by which the forfeited rights could be re-secured. GOA responded to Amolin's warning by filing the FOIA, and the Daily Caller subsequently observed that the FOIA request showed the FBI actually took the form to the homes of some Americans, presenting those Americans with the option of giving up their Second Amendment rights. The forms were presented by the FBI to people at their homes and in other undisclosed locations, according to Bureau documents unearthed through the Freedom of Information Act by the firearm rights group GOA. At least 15 people between 2016 and 2019 signed the secret forms, which ask signatories to declare themselves as either a danger to themselves or others or a lacking mental capacity adequately to contract or manage their lives. Now the Washington Examiner points out the use of the forms went beyond merely going to the homes of some Americans by actually using the forms in conjunction with some hospital stays. For example, facilities in New Hampshire, Delaware, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma used the gun forms and supplied signatory records to the FBI. The forms are from 2011 and 2019, the year the FBI has said it discontinued their usage. The 2011 usage of the form was done in November of that year and was signed by an Oklahoma medical professional, who included their state license number. The Washington Examiner indicated the form was submitted to the FBI by the Oklahoma's Northwest Center for Behavioral Health, a mental health clinic. Representative Andrew Clyde, R., commented on the newest revelations regarding the FBI's work to help citizens forfeit Second Amendment rights. Make no mistake, the FBI is weaponizing Nix forms to advance the left's dangerous agenda of dismantling our Second Amendment liberties and disarming our nation. Congress must thoroughly investigate this troubling matter and hold all unelected anti-gun bureaucrats involved accountable for forcing Americans to relinquish their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @r_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @r_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.